Who really likes being held accountable? I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. We talked yesterday that children don't like being disciplined. But in fact, this raises a larger question. Who does? Even the most adult among us don't like being held accountable. When was the last time you were stopped by a state trooper and he said, "Excuse me, I clocked you at 71 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone." And you said, "No, officer, I think you're mistaken. I was doing a good 79. And you know what else? You caught me today, but I've been speeding through here for the last 4 years. I should owe the state some back money for that." Did you thank him? Did you appreciate that he was there, slowing you down, holding you accountable for your behavior, teaching you a valuable lesson? Or were you thinking, look, just give me a warning, leave me alone, I'm late, I got places to be, why don't you go catch a drug pusher? When he left, did you say, "I appreciate it, officer, have a good day, I know you have a difficult job"? Probably not, because it is the nature of humans to be a rebellious lot. And even the most mature among us resist being held accountable. Is it so surprising that kids would resist our discipline and resist being held accountable? Supposedly, they are the least mature among us. Mature parents know that immature kids take a long time to learn lessons. I'm Dr. Ray.